This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Pekudei, Parak Lamed Tes Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'yesmichsei Oirois Ha'elim Ha'me'adamim, V'yesmichsei Oirois Ha'techashem. Interestingly, the first word Oirois, describing the Elim Ha'me'adamim, is spelled somewhat Malay, Ayin Vav Reish Saf. So it's partially Malay, the first Vav appears. However, when it comes to the Oirois Ha'techashem, there it's completely Chaser, Oirois is spelled Ayin Reish Saf. Haloi Davarhu, what's the reason for this? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky in the time of the Kra, we know two interesting things about the Oirois Ha'techashem. Chazal say in the Gemara on Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Ches, the Gemara says that this Tachash was Nizdamin to Moshe Rabbeinu temporarily and then it was put away forever. So it was a one-time appearance. It was Maisanisim, Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma, that this one Tachash appeared that was the size of perfectly 30 amos long. So this was a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. This was not an animal that appeared very often. In fact, it only was yachid ve'echad. It was a one-time occurrence. Now we understand, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, why the word oirois, regarding the oirois ha'techashim, was chaser. We find in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Nunhei, that even though the pasuk seems to ascribe sin to both Chafni and Pinchas, but since it says the word ma'avirim, chaser, that indicates that they did not both sin. Chaser indicates one. So too, says Reb Chaim, if it says oirois techashim chaser, that indicates it was a one-time occurrence. Therefore, to be merames and to reflect the uniqueness of this tachash skin, it says oirois chaser. Mashein came when it comes to the oirois ha'elam ha'me'adamim, which consisted of the oirois of many, many elim. So in order to indicate that, it says oirois in a somewhat malay fashion, with the first vav appearing, says Rav Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Taima Dekra. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.